whether it's the world of football, world of entertainment, nobody better to talk than Pat O'Brien, who joins us now on the attack. Good morning, Pat. Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you on board.
Morning, guys. Nice to be with you. How are things up in the Bay Area today?
Well, no, we're East Coast. We just go through San Francisco. We're up in New York enjoying the fine weather here in East Coast. Where are you at?
I'm sitting in my backyard by the pool in Southern California watching the sunrise.
Ah, very nice. Not a bad way to spend a morning. Pat, let's get right into it. You've got a brand new book out, and it talks about the highs and lows of your career. Let's talk about it a little bit. I'll be right back after this.
Well, I wrote the book because there are so many people that had so many opinions on how my life was led and how I should have led it, which is all not right. And so I wanted to be my own voice. You know, I had a big life, a big career, a big news career, a big sports career, a big entertainment career, and a big drinking career. And it's all in there. There's not one thing I left out. I put everything in there. It's all on the table. And it's quite satisfying to have no secrets left. It's 400 pages, and it's number one on, I think we're selling more Kindle books than anybody, because people are lazy. But and there are no bookstores anymore. But no, it's a great read. Everything is in there. So fire away.
Pat, what was it like to bare your soul, as it were, and kind of expose this? You know, we are all on some level closeted and have things we're not proud of. And, you know, there have been issues. And, you know, we will fire away as we move along here. But I don't like to make this stuff overly negative. It's out there. Everybody knows it. I think more, let's get into what it was like just completely opening yourself up and exposing yourself and doing all of that. Talk to us a little bit about that experience and getting it all off your chest, as it were.
Well, I mean, the problem is that after the voicemail, everybody had this preconceived condition of what I was like. The voicemail was done in a total blackout. And the point there is that drunk people, and I know you guys have never been drunk, but I mean, drunk people do stupid things.
Only on days that end in Y.
And alcoholics do really stupid things. You know, and I did a stupid thing. I had that thing go on, but, you know, there's maybe five paragraphs on that, because to me it was just part of the journey. It was embarrassing, and that was about it. Or as Michael... As Charlie Sheen said, nice effort, my man. But, you know, so many things were written about that were so wrong. There were no hookers. There was no sex. It was just, you know, me blabbering away. And I don't even think I've listened to the whole thing. And if you have, you're a creep. But I didn't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, it's just odd to listen to some other man. But, I mean, that was part of my alcoholism, and alcoholics do those sort of things. I didn't run over anybody. I didn't kill anybody. And now my goal in life is to let people know that if you have a problem, or you think you have a problem, you probably have a problem. And that if you are an alcoholic, there's a way out. There's no cure, but there's a solution to arrest it.
You know, you had the highest of the highs, and you had the world at your feet in many ways. You were ill no matter what. Did you find that having the world at your feet just made it easier to slide into that lifestyle, or do you think it would have gone in that direction anyway?
Well, honestly, it made it easier to lie to yourself. That's what alcoholics do. You know, I thought I could drink, and I was never drunk on the air. I never missed a day of work. I never got stopped paying. I think I got stopped paying. I think they stopped paying me about 2 weeks ago. So I never, never missed a paycheck. I never missed a show. And when I came back after my first rehab, the ratings doubled. I mean, you know, I wanted people to know this because if you read the Internet, and you shouldn't, but of course we all do, it looks like I was just, you know, completely dead and gone. I'm not. You know, I have a beautiful career ahead of me. I have a great life. I'm happy. I'm free. There are no secrets. Try to find them. And it's just great. To your initial point, it's just great to get that all off your chest.
See, you find it to be a freeing, so a cathartic experience, as it were, that's basically a step in your in the continued process, as it were. Would that be a fair statement?
It's exactly right on the money. I mean, everything you do in life is a step towards the next one. you know, you work as 12-step programs. They're called steps. Steps means you're moving forward, and you don't move backwards. Your past should not control your life, and your thoughts should not control your life. I live day to day now. I go to 2 recovery meetings a day. I help hundreds of people every day. And I wake up and I say to God, help me today. At the end of the day, I say thank you. And by the way, I used to hate it when athletes say, I thank God for my life today. I used to pull them aside, you guys, and go, let's skip that part. You're wasting my time. But now I do thank God for my life. And it's it was a big, big life. And it's going to get bigger. It's going to get, you'll see, it's going to be bigger than ever.
Those are the dulcet tones of Pat O'Brien, noted sportscaster and radio TV personality, and he's the author of his new autobiography. I'll be back right after this. Now, you know, we've talked about the recovery and moving forward and all those things, and you'd mentioned something, and Bob had asked you a question about having the world at your feet, as it were, and, you know, all the resources make it easier, and you talked about never missing a check and everything else. And I guess on some level, that allowed you to lie to yourself and say, I don't have a problem. Look, I'm functioning. I get to work every day. I'm never not getting a paycheck. Yeah, I wake up and I feel like I've been run over by a train, and sometimes I do some real dumb things, but I've never hurt anybody other than myself as far as killing anybody or having an accident or being irresponsible in that sense. And I'm making it to work every day. The bosses ain't giving me a hard time. Did that kind of allow you to lie to yourself and not realize or come to grips with the fact
Absolutely.
That you had
I mean,
problems?
First of all, my bosses were morons, and I write about that in the book. But I was enabled. I was enabled by the job. They couldn't really get rid of me because I was the entire show on The Insider. And so they enabled me and said, yeah, Pat, keep going, keep going. When you get out of rehab, we'll pay for your rehab. We'll pay you while you're in rehab. Just come back. But, you know, after the 4th rehab, it got to be a little much for them. We parted ways. And then the last 6, I've been sober about 6 years now, just coming up on 6 years, God willing. Of course, the day's early, right? But the world record's 24 hours a day. But, I mean, you're right. I was Pat O'Brien. I said, what's going to happen to me? And I found out. And I probably could have gone on, but I was killing myself. And in my last few days, I almost did kill myself. I almost drank myself to death and was pretty close to death. So I went to Hazelden, got sober, got a spiritual life, came out, haven't had a drink since. Don't care about that anymore, but I think about it every day, and I don't. I could go with you to a bar, and you can drink, and I can have a club soda, and I'm fine. So I've arrested that problem. Alcoholism's 2 things. Alcohol, which is kind of the easy part, get rid of that, believe it or not. But it's the isms. It's the fear and the shame and the grandiosity, of course, of which I had the most of ever. And you just got to control all that. And once you do, you're a better person.
You know, you mentioned the 4 rehabs. Obviously, 3 of them didn't stick. Are you worried, as you're saying, your career is going to go forward and it's going to be brilliant and it's going to be great, that being around that same environment, the same enablers, the same atmosphere is going to put that 4th rehab in jeopardy?
It could, but it won't, because at this stage of my life, you realize the consequences. You know, I embarrassed my son, I embarrassed my family, I embarrassed myself. I almost died. I wasn't living my life the right way. And I write those things down every day. And I know, and I will not go back to work for anybody that I don't like. I have the freedom now to pick and choose. And, you know, I'll create my own television and radio project, and I'll be the boss. I don't want to work for the man anymore. How many times have you said, this place sucks? We don't say that on the air, but...
Oh, we do.
Yeah, every radio person does. But, yeah, it's a different deal for me now. You know, I can pick and choose. I've had a career. I've had a good career. And, you know, I don't care about that stuff anymore. I'll just move on.
You know, Pat, this was great. It was lightning in many ways for us, and it's great to see you kind of come out the other side, as it were, and that there is other steps in the journey. We really do wish you so much success with the book. We wish you much success with your continued recovery.
More success with life.
More exactly right. That's a good way to say it. More success with life, not only continuing to help yourself, but we that you're giving back and helping others. And again, the book is I'll Be Back Right After This. Yeah, you can find it at Amazon, Kindle, any of your local bookstores, if there are any, Amazon.com. It was really a pleasure having you on, and we'd love to have you back, talk a little sports, as it were, along the way, and your continued path and journey.
Get in touch with those, with my people. I'd love to come on with you guys once we get the football season rolling. Let's talk some sports.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. We'll do that, Pat, because rest assured, we'd love to follow up with you. Best of luck. Continue going forward. We know you got a busy day, so go get them.
Great job, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was Pat O'Brien joining us here on Spano and Black. We really didn't get a chance to talk sports with him.
It's all right.
We'll do that down the line. We thought this was bigger picture. And, you know, his story is an interesting one. We'll duck out, take a quick break. We'll reset this interview on the other side before we roll back into the NFL here on Spano and Black. So be sure to keep it where it is.